anything that anybody can do around domestic violence, but obviously there have to be caveats about keeping people safe and the right information and training and who does it. But, you know, it is important that, you know, working people are suffering domestic violence and the workplace or for children, the school place is the safe place. So any mechanisms that we can do to enhance safety and get people to the right services and to make sure that they are being referred to the right services would be totally, you know, the right thing to do. But also, I suppose a caveat to that is that we need to be resourcing the domestic violence services that we have as well across the north. You know, we struggle with resources, so it's really important that, you know, if we're encouraging victims to come forward, that we have resources to support them as well, and people there at the other end in person to talk to them.
And that is, it's absolutely vital. Whenever a person finally is able to reach out for that help, that if it's not there, it's going to be very difficult to come back a second time.
Oh, it is, absolutely. Sometimes we only have one opportunity and one door, you know, because even for victims and survivors to step out, it's very difficult. It's much harder, and the journey out of domestic violence can be a fraught one, and it's a dangerous time. So victims and survivors need a lot of support, planning, safety planning, security, and that is just with a range of people to support them to get to safety. So it's not an incident, it's a process, and it's important that process is to be supported, and the right people with the right training and are there who understand the risks and the dangers for victims of domestic abuse.
And if businesses in Northern Ireland are now in a position where they'll be able to best support employees, that will create just one more safe place. But as you mentioned earlier, it's important that that's done correctly.
Yes, it is. And that's, you know, policy in workplaces is so important. And keeping their staff safe is so important. And it also is good for the employer, because they get the best from their staff. It means the staff can talk to somebody and be safe. And if they have challenges, you know, or it's impacting on their work, or they're, you know, even sometimes on coming into work or things like that, that open and honest and safe discussion will help both the employee, but the employer, to understand and to, you know, to make adjustments so that they can support the staff member and get things back in an even keel again. And we've seen it work, you know, so many times, because there is policy already in some places in Northern Ireland. And when that's worked well, it's very good, and it's another support to a victim coming through our doors. And at least they know that they can talk to somebody in the workplace and be reassured, and that they, you know, can make adjustments in order just to get through the difficult time of maybe moving out or going to court or some of those things that happen in the process of trying to leave an abusive relationship.